is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Conflict, racism, death, feeling sad. These can be tough topics for anyone to talk about, but especially children. A new program at the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County hopes to ease that burden for parents and caregivers. And we're joined now by Sandra Presley, mid-sized branch manager at the Price Hill Branch. Sandra, thank you for being with us.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
It's absolutely our pleasure to have you. Tell us a little bit about this program.
So this was created when the pandemic happened. And, you know, kids, they sometimes ask questions that are really, really hard to answer. And it's always nice to have a book or a song or some type of tool to help adults answer those questions. And that's how the Storytime at Home series, Important Conversations, came about during the pandemic.
And so when we talk about important conversations with children, what tools are you employing here for parents to use?
So we have selected books, some empathetic songs, and even used puppets to help parents and their caregivers make these topics understandable for youth. And, you know, our librarians, they carefully select these books. With books that they've used in the past during their story times or resources that they've stumbled upon on our online website. And even some of the book lists that we have were created from the librarians who have done lots and lots of research to cultivate all of these lists.
Well, so for parents, Sandra, who may still find this challenging, is there any handholding from the library? Like, are there video series or their guided paths to pursue these conversations?
Oh, definitely. We started the video series and it's on our YouTube channel. So kind of what you described earlier, we have these topics that address illness, conflict, racism, social justice, death, autism. And I even did one myself on hair. And, you know, with these series and videos that families can view, there are resource lists at the bottom of the videos on our YouTube channel.
Well, give us a little bit more information about the one you did on hair.
So the one that I did on hair, it came about with me being a woman of color and learning how to handle my hair and take care of it. And then having a child who's biracial, it's just a totally new experience. So the book Don't Touch My Hair was perfect to read. And I was able to bring my daughter in and show people how they can take care of hair, no matter if it's curly, kinky, coily. It's basically the same thing with using the lock method with the lotion, the oil, and a conditioner to hydrate your hair and make sure that it's well taken care of. In the African-American community, hair is a big deal, and you want to make sure that you look your best. And that's why I'm very intentional about how I style my hair while I'm working in the branch and letting people of color know that, hey, braids are professional, and the way that you wear your hair, you know, it does look nice, and you can do it in a professional setting.
And we're talking with Sandra Presley, mid-sized branch manager at the Price Hill Branch of the Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County. We're discussing Important Conversations, a new program that assists parents and caregivers in broaching difficult topics with children. And Sandra, would you mind taking a few moments to give us an example of how this program works for one of these tough topics, death, for example?
So with the, you know, climate that we have in our world right now, there's different, you know, social injustices that are happening. And, you know, it makes it easier for you to be able to talk to a kid about death without it being scary. And, you know, we have the books that we read on camera, and you have the songs and the resource lists that you can expand upon, and making parents comfortable with these conversations. And, you know, during the pandemic, kids are dealing with all kinds of stressful situations. And, you know, while we have gone from being in person to online, kids don't have their usual support systems like their friends, their teachers, you know, or even social workers. So it's very important that we use these tools, like the story time about death, to support children with their social and emotional well-being.
And we have a link at WVXU.org inside the Cincinnati Edition tab for more details on this program. I also want to note before I let you go, Sandra, that starting next Tuesday, the 18th, the library is doing a virtual program called Teaching Resiliency in Troubled Times. And that involves Dr. Dana Harley from the University of Cincinnati's School of Social Work in a discussion of how to help your child develop resiliency so they're prepared to face many changes that will come their way. Sandra, always good to have the library on. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes with us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our technical director is Josh Elstro. And you can find archives of this program and all of our episodes online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.